If this show would have been a tam the way I thought, Yishino, I might have been potter. Because Moidino or Mifterino, I could have been Moida, I could have admitted to Bezdin, and then I'd be potter. Because we're going on a tzad that Rashi says, like Palganis Kekinoso, and therefore Moida Beknas is potter. And then the Gemara says, V'yafidu l'mandiyama palganiska m'moino, even according to the mandiyama that holds, palganiska is called mamin, still namele, the Sheol should have said, itamu, if this shor that I've taken would have been a real tam, hevi marikna leliyagma, I could have, escaped him into the pasture, outside in the fields, and they couldn't have caught him, and then I wouldn't have to pay, because we know a tam only pays megufai. So if they couldn't have caught the shor itself, I would have been potter. But now that it's a muad, you're going to make me pay anyway, min aliyah. So Mara says, true, but the alohocha of a mayaskinu, know the case we're talking about over here. Kugoyin, the actim beidino v'tafse. We're talking about the bezdin came first already and took it away from the shoyl. So since Bezdin took it away from the shoyl couldn't have said anything as if to say, I could have made a potter. Because we're talking about that Bezdin took it away from you already. So that's why the shoyl has to pay his chatzinezik. So the Gemara still asks, if so, why does the Bailam have to pay a Chatzin Ezek? Namele, let the Bailam say back to the Shoyl, like it's your fault. Namele, you let my Shoh go into the hands of Bezdin, that Mandele Metzina, Le Metzina, Lashtu Yadina Bade, I can't talk with them, I can't argue with them. In other words, who asked you to let the Bezdin grab the Shoh? So maybe it's your fault, like if you wouldn't let the Bezdin grab the Shoh, maybe we could have freed ourselves. So, no, the Shoal says back, no, that's not a time, you can't free yourself because of that. Mishum the Yomele, the Shoal could say back to the owner, Iyad Risen Aloch, even if I would have returned the Shoal to you, Lav Minoch Hevishaklele, wouldn't have Bezdin come to you and take the Shoal away from you, so that the Bezdin took it and did it bedin, that's no time, how did I let Bezdin take it? So for that, you can't free yourself. So Mora says no still, Vinaymale, let the Bailam say back to the Shoal. If you would have returned it to me, I would have let the shore escape into the pasture. So again, they couldn't have caught it. So Mora says, no, Mishum the Yomale, because the Shoyal has a right to say back to the Bailim, safe anyway. Lav Maal Yehevi Mishtalmi, wouldn't have taken it away from you, from your other property? In other words, it was a Muad, so you'd have to pay Me'aliyah anyway. So the Gemara says, "Honicha heicha the yisle nichsei." That's good if true. He has some property, but heicha the lesle nichsei ma'ik lemeima. But in the case where he doesn't own any other property, if the Bailam does not own any other property, and they only want to take away the shor, so why can't the owner say, "Like you caused me the hefsid, I shouldn't have to pay it"? So the Gemara answers, "Mishum the yomalei," because the shoyl has a right to say back to the owner, "No, ki heicha the mishtabadna levidoch." The same way this shor is like Meshubba to you, like me to you, Hochinami Mishtabidna Lehech, you're also Meshubba to this Nizik, to the one you did damage to. And the Svar is Midi Reb Nosson, like Reb Nosson's halacha. Titania, because we learned, Rebbe Nosson Oimer, Minay Yilinoise Bechaveramon, I don't know if you borrow money from somebody. Vechaveru Bechaveramon, that friend borrows from somebody else. So minayin shomaytziyim mizev and oistin lezeh, we take the money straight from the third person and give it back to the first person, not that it has to go through the second one. But since the first one lent the second, and the second one lent the third, so the third person now gives the money right back to the first one. Tamalema, this deposit says, v'nosam lasher osham loy, you have to give the money to who it deserves, who owns it. See here also, Lemaisa, the Shoyl tells the Bailim, listen, this Shoyl is the same way I'm Meshubba to give it to you, but you're also Meshubba to give it to the person we did the damage to. So therefore, each one, that's the lucky, each one has to pay his Chatzinezik. The Bailim has to pay his Chatzinezik, and the Shoyl also has to pay his Chatzinezik. Now the Gemara goes back to explain the Braisa. They said what? The Sefer was, who are the Bei Shoyl? Let's say the Shoyl first becomes a Muad by the Shoyl. The Herzirul of Bailim, then the Shoyl gives it back to the Bailim. Is Bailim Mishamah Mechatinezik? It says clearly in the Sefer, the Bailim only has to pay a Chatinezik. And the Shoyl potter miklum, but the Shoyl is potter completely. So what's the Svara? Sefer, the Sefer holds Rishus Mishana. The Seifel, since the Rishus changed, true, by the Shemesh Shirlim became a Muid, but now that it was returned, it went back to the original owner, it's a new, like a new Rishus, it loses its din Muid, and it comes back to be a Tam. That's why the Bailam only has to pay a Chatzinezek. Reisha, what does the Reisha say? Not like that. Rishus ain't a Mishana, because the Reisha holds, even though it was a Muid by the Bailam, when it was given over to the Shoyel, it still remains a Muid, and they both have to pay a Chatzinezek. So Lechur, you see, Rishus is not Mishana. So what's the Stira? What does our Mishnah hold? What does the Bryce hold? So Amr Rabbi Yechna says Tavra like it's true, like Misha Shonazu Lashonazu. Whoever learns the first part of the Bryce is not the same Mandi Yomim that learned the Sefer of the Bryce. It's like a two different Mandi Yomim. Rabbi Amar Rabbi says no. Mi de Reisha Rishus Eina Mishana, since the Reisha the Bryce holds, a Rishus does not change the Halach, it still remains a Muid. I tell you, Sefer Nami Rishus Eina Mishana. And the Sefer also really the Rishus, the change of ownership from the Shoyel back to the Bailim, that's not the reason why it comes back to be a Tam. But rather, the Sefer Haina Tam, you know what the reason of the Sefer is, why we say when it's given back to the Bailim, it's only a Tam. Mishum di Yomalei, because the owner has the right to say to the Shemesh Shoyel, Lav Kol Keminoch, the Miyadis Lilo Turoi, you have no Rishus, you have no permission to make my Shor into a Muad. In other words, for this I didn't give my shor into your rishus for that. You're only my shomer. I didn't give you over this bailiff that you can make my shor into a muid. That's why it still remains a tam. We also think the Rashba says the story is that the owner has the right to say to the shomer, you didn't watch it well enough. That's why it did so much damage. But if it would have been by me the whole time, it wouldn't have done this damage. It wouldn't have become a muid. So that's the pshan the ratio. That's Pshan the Sefer, why it remains a Tam. Right? Rapapa says the opposite. Me the Sefer Rishus Mishana, since the Sefer the Bryce holds stock of the Svara that Rishus is Mishana, when you change the ownership, it changes. I'll tell you, Reisha Nami Rishus Mishana. The Reisha also holds that change of ownership should change the Halacha. It is so, but Reisha, I know time, you know what the Reisha, what the reason is, why it still remains a Muad, even though it changed ownership from the owner to the Shoyel. Mishum, the Kor, the Chol, Mokim, Shoyelach, Shein, Bolov, Olov. He holds wherever it goes, it's still called the Shor of the original owner. In other words, the Shein, Mishel, doesn't really change the ownership. It's still called the Shor of the owner, that's why the Shein Muad doesn't go off it. But in the Sefer, where it first gets the Shein Muad by the Shema, then when it goes back to the owner, that's considered like a new Rishus, therefore there the Din Muad goes off. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding das Memum Abeis, you're better two dots. Mr. said again, Shore it's the Din, ain't a Chayev Misa. Or Shore that they trained, they teach, they taught him how to do damage, and he went and killed somebody, so therefore the Bailam is the Shore is Potter from Misa. It's not the Shore itself, it's other people that caused him to kill. See, boiler you, we have a question like this. Mahal the Gabi Mizbeach, such a Shore, could the owner now bring him for Korban? Is he kosher for Korban or not? That's the Shailah. So Rav Amar Rav says kosher, yes, he's allowed to be such a Shore, even though this Shore killed somebody, but since he was taught how to kill, therefore the Shore is kosher for a Korban. Or Shmuel Amar Posel, Shmuel says no, the Shore is Posel for Korban. Rav Amar kosher, Rav holds the Shore is kosher for Korban, because honestly, that the Shore killed somebody, it was an honest, he didn't do it by himself, other people taught him how to kill, so it's called an honest, therefore the Shore itself that didn't do such a big Avera, therefore, the Shor is kosher for the Mizbeach. Shmuel says no apostle. Shmuel holds this Shor is possible for the Mizbeach. We'll soon see why. He said, Rav Amar kosher on the Su. Or Shmuel Amar apostle, Hare Neved by Avera. Because Lamaisa, the Shor did an Avera. Lamaisa, this Shor killed somebody. So therefore, the Shor is possible for the Korban, even though it was Beyonis. Zamora says, Nesva, you have a kasha. We dash in the pasuk says mina behema, which we dash in lohitzi yasaroiva, that mina behema means some behemas you could use for a korban, but mashma not all of them. There are some that you could not. Which ones could you not? Lohitzi yasaroiva, an animal that lived with a man, v'yasanirva, or else an animal that let a man live with it, or else that's word mina behema. Now mina bokor lohitzi yasanevad. To take out an animal that somebody worshipped for Avodah Zarah.
such a korban, you can't, such an animal, you can't use for korban. Then the pasuk says, min hatzoin. So we darshin lohoitiyat samuksa. That an animal that was just set aside to be used for an avodah zara, or to be used for a krov, to be makrov, to bring it for an avodah zara, such an animal you can't use for korban. Umin hatzoin, that the pasuk says, the vav umin hatzoin, lohoitiyat samageach. An animal that gored somebody, that killed somebody, such an animal is also possible for korban. Rashi Sahim Meshes Adam will soon say Api Edechot. In the case where we don't kill the animal itself, it only kills somebody, Api and Edechot. So with an Edechot alone, we don't kill the animal. Still, the animal is possible for korban. The Omer Reb Shimon says, Im Nema Roveya Lomo Nema Nageach. If the Pasuk already said that a Roveya, that means an animal that didn't have Aver, that lived with a man, that's why, or lived with an Isha, that's why the animal is no good for korban. So, lama nema nageach. What do I need a second pasuk to say that a nageach, an animal that did the avera, that killed a man, can't be brought for korban? Push it. It's the same svara. The nema nageach, if the pasuk says that an animal that was nageach can't be brought for korban, lama nema roveya. What do we need another pasuk to say that an animal that was roveya, that lived with a person, can't be brought for korban? So Mara says, yes, we need both sukim. Nifnei shiyesh b'roveya shein b'nageach. There's something by Raveya that we don't have by Nageach, and the opposite. What does that mean? Raveya, where an animal went to live with a man or with a lady, also by Einus Kerotzen. Even though it was done by Einus, it was forced upon it, it has the same halacha like a Rotzen. So Rashi says, the Nirva Einusu. In the case where an animal was a Nirva, it was an onus. Veniskal karaveya, and still the animal gets killed. Like if a man lived with an animal, so even though the man forced the animal, still the animal is killed. Tichsiv yaseh behema tairegu, that we kill the animal also. So by raveya and anirva, there the chiddush is, even though it was an onus, still it's killed. But nageyach, but in the case when an animal killed somebody, then we say lo yaseh by einus karotzen. We do not make an einus like a rotzen. So here you see clearly, killing the anus is kosher korban. Now, nogeyach, mishale, and kaifer. If an animal kills somebody, the bialim has to pay kaifer. Raveya ain't a mishalem as a kaifer. But an animal that was raveya doesn't have to pay kaifer. Lefikach, therefore, utzrech loima, raveya, utzrech loima, nogeyach. Therefore, I need like both sukkim to say in both cases, the animals are possible for korban. So Mar says, ketani, we learned, mia, sakoponim, we learned here, that it says, raveya, also by einus kerosin. In a case where an animal was a raveya or a nirvar, an animal lived with a man or a man with the animal, so even with the one that was the einus, that's forced, also is chayiv misa. But nageyach, where an animal did damage, killed somebody, lo yosa by einus kerosin. We do not make an einus kerosin. That means if the animal was forced, like our Mishnah, the Shor Itzadin, he doesn't have the loch like a rotsin. So Mar says, l'may hilchasof, what loch are we talking about? Lav lekorban, aren't we talking about for korban? So the Chori see clearly that such an animal that killed Bionis, like our Mishnah, he is kosher for korban. So that should be a raya to Rav, a kasha and Shmuel. So Mara says, Loi, I'll tell you, Shmuel could answer you, lekotla, that the drasha just means there that we don't kill such an animal. But maybe lemaisa, such an animal is not fit for korban. And then Mara says, Hochi, now we must start with this far also this way. Di amrit lekorban, if you can tell me now that the animal is possible for korban. So what are you telling me? Nageyach lo yosu b'yenis kerotzen. That by nageyach, it does not have the loch of an oinis like a rotzen. So Mar says, lav oinis di deiksiv, for lav rotzen di deiksiv. If it's talking about a korban, by a korban it doesn't say either one. It doesn't say rotzen, it doesn't say oinis. So what do you mean to say they didn't make an oinis like a rotzen? So psukim don't say oinis and rotzen. So therefore the Mar says, el lav lekotla, or we're talking about lekotla. That for killing the shore, here there's a difference. That if a shore killed somebody, so when do we kill the shore? If the shore killed the rotzen. But if the shore killed the einus, then we don't kill the shore. But if the shore was kosher for korban or not, then we don't have a proof from here. But lemaisa l'aloch is like Rav, that Rav says yes, that animal is kosher for korban. Omamar, what did we just say before? Negeach mishalem et hakofer. If an animal kills a person, he's nageyach, he gores the person, so the Baal HaShor has to pay kaifa. But raveya, where an animal was raveya, man, ain't no mishalem as a kaifa, then you don't have to pay kaifa. So what's this hechidomi? How are we talking about here? Ilai madurov of a kotlif, the animal killed the man or the isha when he lived with her. If so, mali kotla bekarna, mali kotla brevia. What's the difference how the animal killed the person? If the animal killed the person through stabbing him with his horns, or rather did it through living with him. In both cases, the Baal HaShor should have to pay koifa. So why do you say here by Reveya, the Baal HaShor is potter from koifa? The Yela, the Rav of Lekot, the other man we're talking about, know that the animal only lived with the person, but he did not kill him. If so, hi the loy mishalom koifa. You know why the Baal HaShor doesn't have to pay koifa? Mishrom de lekotla. Because he didn't kill the person. Koifa is only when the Shor kills somebody, the Baal HaShor has to pay koifa. So what are you telling me over here? Some Rabbi Abaya says, Li'olam derov. Yes, we're talking about that the animal was Reveya, lived with the person. V'loi kotla, and he did not kill the person. But the case was the Asiul of Edina. Later we brought the person to Bezdin. V'kotlu, and Bezdin killed the person. In other words, the person lived with the animal Barotan. So the person did an Avera that is Chayiv Misa. So because of this animal, the person is killed. So now the time I would have thought to say,